Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio once again, Kevin Aubrey Gilbert is on our show. Kevin, how are you today?
Doing well, Hunter. How are you?
I'm all right. What would you like to play for us first here?
The title cut off of my EP that I put out in 2021, the title is a phrase that my dad used to use a lot, and I wrote a song kind of around it. It's called I've Never Had a Better Day.
Okay, here's Kevin Aubrey Gilbert here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Things are good. Life has changed in ways I never thought it could. Well, you ask me, and I will say, I've never had a better day. Burning sun, cold darkness too. Sometimes it feels like there's just nothing you can do. Well, I've been there, and I can say that I've never had a better day. You ask a question, and I answer the same way. You are free. It's not a matter of the price you have to pay. You believe you are free. Now don't back down. Don't give up. Trouble comes along and knocks you on the ground. The healing starts. I've never had a better day. You ask a question and I answer the same way. You are free to believe. It's not a matter of the price you have to pay. You believe you are free. All is well, things are good. Life has changed in ways I never thought it could. Well, you ask me, I will say, never had a better day. I'm gonna say, never had a better day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise with Kevin Aubrey Gilbert. You know, you sound better when you push the right button on the board to put you on the air. I'm sorry about that, but we got it right there just in time. Well, welcome back to the show. How have you been?
Been good, Hunter. Been very good, thank you. Okay. It has been quite a while since we've been on here. We were talking about that earlier, weren't we?
Yes, we were. Now, what have you been doing? You did this EP back in 2022, right? Is anything right. else you've been working on?
Well, I've continued to write songs, and the EP in 21 was 21-22. I was fortunate enough to get with a fellow in Nashville, Pete Young, And so we did that EP. I was real pleased with it in Nashville, most of it. But then this latest track I put out, I also worked with Pete, but it's he did drums and another fellow did bass, and I did the rest of the instrumentation. So it was kind of different. It was more me, you know, on all of the instrumentation, which was fun. So.
Are you talking about your latest single?
Right, the Blue Point.
Blue Point. Right. And this has a special message to it, doesn't it?
It does. I suppose you could say that. It has a kind of an ecology type thing, you know, a save the planet type spin to it. It's funny because it didn't start out that way. It started out with a couple of lines and... you know, I wasn't sure what to do with them, and it kind of led me to that. So, you know, it was kind of an interesting how it, you know, created itself. But, yes, it is a bit of a statement about the planet.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is up on Facebook right now as a live feed. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see or hear Kevin Gilbert here this morning. So do you get to play much out and about?
Well, I haven't in a long time.
Really?
Sort of, you know, went, like a lot of people, stayed pretty low during the pandemic and things. So I would like to get back out there. You know, haven't been playing much out. This is new to me and a big deal to come on the radio with you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very, very welcome. I remember the last time you were here, and it was a very good time. And I'm glad to see you're being very productive. I really like that EP, by the way. I've never had a better day. I did play a track from that. That was pretty cool.
Appreciate it. Yes, you did. Yes, I was thrilled that you did when it came out.
Yeah. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I think I'll do the single that is out now.
Now, this just came out Friday, right?
A little bit before that. It came out at the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm. And how can people get it?
It's pretty much everywhere. There's a video on YouTube that you can watch, and you know it's out on Apple and Spotify and those type of things too.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, well, here's Kevin Aubrey Gilbert here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It was at a Blue Point when you came to me. It was at a Blue Point by deep blue sea. We talked about what could be. Talked about the things we doubt. Never thought that I would be something you could do without. It was like a new day when I first saw you. Yes, it was a new changed my view. But only what you see is true. That leaves a lot of things left out. I never thought that you would be something we could do without. Took it all from me. You thought it was all free. Now you think that you'll get by. Without me, you can try. Rock it right goodbye. Thank you.
took it all from me. You thought it was all free. Now you think that you'll get by. Without me, you can try. It's a rocket ride's goodbye. It was a blue point when you came to me. Yes, it was a blue by deep blue sea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Indeed there, Kevin Aubrey Gilbert here on Hunter at Sunrise. So what made you move into ecology with that particular song?
Well, if you really, let's say the story was, I had the first two lines, which I really liked. It was at a blue point when you came to me. It was, I got it from a sign going down to the Outer Banks. It was for the blue point, I guess, the restaurant. And as songwriters will do sometimes, you know, it just kind of popped in my head.
Hmm.
And so by the time we got down to the beach, I had a melody and those words.
Hmm.
But you know, I was down at the beach and I didn't want to do a I'm down in the blues type song.
I see.
Honestly, that's what it was. I said, I'm just not going to write a. So what else could I do with it? And this, so the blue point kind of came in my mind. The Earth, when you look from space and see it, you know, the little blue point out there. And,
ah.
And so that gave me something to go get a hold of.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's like it is sometimes with songs, at least with me. You know, they you get an idea, but it writes itself sort of as you work through things, you know, and let ideas come. So that's a big part of the fun of it, and this one was definitely like that.
Do you think you might write some more songs around it and put out another EP or something like that?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to hopefully continue to put out some more songs, yes. You know, perhaps an EP. Might just keep putting singles out. That seems to be a type thing people do these days, too.
And you think you'll be going back to Nashville to do them? Or?
Well, I don't know. I'll certainly be working with Pete. I really like working with him. So whether we do it in Nashville or not, we'll see. That's a lot of fun.
You may have said this already, but where does Pete normally work?
He's in Nashville.
He is in Nashville.
Yeah, he's a drummer and a producer. Been there, you know, all his life. He's really good guy to work with. I was very fortunate to find him and work with him. So
did he have some other players for you down there?
Yeah.
Is that how it worked?
That's the way the EP worked, exactly.
I see.
Yeah, he set that all up, and, you know, I went. It was, I called it like a Busch Gardens trip or something for me. You know, I just went and I was surrounded by a bunch of very, very good musicians.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, they put their heart in it. It's their job, but they still had fun and put their heart in the session.
Yeah.
And I think it shows. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very, very well done.
Yeah.
Very well done. We're talking with Kevin Gilbert here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
Oh, I think the next one I'd like to do is a... it's a song about time, I would say, and
it's about time. It's about place. Isn't there a song like that already?
Yeah, that's true. This one is called "Time and Again," though.
Oh, okay. Here's Kevin Aubrey Gilbert here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, every once in a while, I look and I smile. Is that me? Well, it is, I reply, in the blink of an eye, can it be? I think I'll go for a walk and gather my thoughts and we'll see. Every once in a while, I look and I smile, is that me? Thank you. Well, I would if I could, but it would do me no good for today. So I'm taking no bets as far as regrets you could say. Well, you can add it all up, mark it all down to be paid. Yeah, I would if I could, but it would do me no good for today. Cause I'm southbound to North Carolina, oh, headed north to D.C. But we are so young, having some fun, you and me. Oh, and time has its own way of moving, but time keeps a secret or two. Time and again, I'm glad I can spend it with you. Oh yes, time and again, I'm glad I can spend it with you. Sometimes here at night, I turn off the light and I dream. Oh, now I don't go to bed, replaying my head certain scenes. Yeah, the good times and bad, tomorrow we've had things we've seen. Yeah, sometimes here at night, I turn off the light and I dream. And we're southbound to North Carolina, oh, headed north to D.C. The kids are still young, and it's family fun, you and me. But time has its own way of moving. Yes, time keeps a secret or two. Time and again, I'm glad I can spend it with you. Oh, yes, time and again, I'm glad I can spend it. Time and again, I'm glad we can spend it, we two.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise with Kevin Aubrey Gilbert. That sounded like a road song there, right?
A road song.
A little traveling song, a little traveling music.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes.
Most definitely. Who would you say has influenced you the most in music?
Well, you know, I grew up in rock and roll and Beatles and Hendrix, but I would say John Prine, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've listened to everything he's ever done.
Oh, okay.
You know, a songwriter. You know, Paul McCartney, I still I listen to everything he does. He's a, you know, one of our premier songwriters in history.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple of big ones there.
Okay. Well, cool. I really appreciate you doing this today.
Oh, I'm I'm thrilled to do it. Hoping to do it again sometime soon.
Most definitely. And I hope you keep working on those songs. Get them out there. If you get any more, please send them.
Will do.
Excellent.
Thank you, Hunter.
Kevin Aubrey Gilbert here on Hunter at Sunrise.